In those early years of the century, an event occurred which would profoundly affect the future. On December 17, 1903, at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, two brothers, Orville and Wilbur Wright, first succeeded in achieving sustained flight in a man-carrying, engine-powered, heavier-than-air machine. That day, Orville Wright noted in his diary,
"When we got up, a wind of between 20 and 25 miles was blowing from the north. After running the engine and propellers a few minutes to get them in working order, I got on the machine at 10:35 for the first trial. The wind at this time was blowing a little over 27 miles. The machine started off increasing in speed to probably 7 or 8 miles. I found the control of the front rudder quite difficult on account of its being balanced too near the center. As a result, the machine would rise suddenly to about 10 feet and then, as suddenly, on turning the rudder, dart for the ground. A sudden dart went out about 100 feet from the end of the tracks, ended the flight. Time about 12 seconds. At just 12 o'clock, Will started on the fourth and last trip. The machine started off with its ups and downs as it had before, but by the time he'd gone over 300 or 400 feet, he had it under much better control. It proceeded till it reached a small hummock. When it began its pitching again and suddenly darted into the ground. The distance over the ground was 852 feet in 59 seconds.